First Chronicles, chapter 23. So, when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. And now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000, of which 24,000 were set forward the work of the house of Yahweh, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters. 4,000 praised Yahweh with the instruments which I made, says David, to praise with. And David divided them into courses amongst the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Laadan and Shimei. The sons of Laadan, the chief was Yahiel, and Zetham, and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith, and Haziel, and Haran, 3. These the chief of the fathers of Laadan. And the sons of Shimei, Yehath, Zina, and Yush, and Beriah. These 4 were the sons of Shimei. And Yehath was the chief, and Zizah the second, but Yeush and Beriah had not many sons. Therefore, they were in one reckoning according to their father's house. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated so that he should purify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before Yahweh, to minister to him, and to bless in his name forever. Now, Moses, the man of Yahweh, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eleazar. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel, the chief, and the sons of Eleazar, Rehabiah, the chief, and Eleazar had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were many, very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomith, the chief. Of the sons of Hebron, Uriah the first, Amariah the second, Yahaziel the third, and Yahamim the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micha the first, and Yesiah the second. The sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. The sons of Mahli, Eleazar, and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons but daughters, and their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them. The sons of Mushi, Mahli, and Eder, and Yermoth, 3. These the sons of Levi, after the house of their fathers, the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of Yahweh from the age of 20 years and upward. For, David said, Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, has given rest to his people, so that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever, and also to the Levites. They shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it, for the service of it. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of Yahweh, in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, both for the showbread, and for the fine flour for meal offering, and for the unleavened cakes, and for that which was baked in the pan, and for that which is fried, and for all manner of measure of size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise Yahweh, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to Yahweh in the Sabbaths, in the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number, according to the order commanded to them, continually before Yahweh, and that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of Yahweh. End of chapter.